The funeral service for Tatiana Jefferson will be held in Dallas on Saturday. It will be a week after she was shot and killed in her own home by a Fort Worth police officer. The public is welcome at the 2 p.m. service at the Potter's House. A private wake is scheduled for Friday night, also at the Potter's House. As we know, this past weekend, Tatiana Jefferson was playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew around 2:30 a.m. when she heard noises coming from outside her home. Tatiana had a license to carry a weapon, took her handgun from her purse, and pointed it toward the window before she was shot by Fort Worth police officer Aaron Dean. The body camera video released shows two officers searching the home from the outside with flashlights. Then one officer shouts, "Put your hands up, show me your hands." A single shot then fired through a window. And in the video, the officer does not identify himself as a police officer. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price said that the killing of Jefferson was unjustified, and some defense legal experts said Dean might try to claim self-defense, but that would be hard to prove.
Wow. Self-defense.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to do that. They got this body cam with a black person with a gun. Please understand. Yeah. It would be self-defense. When they are going to scream, "I felt my life was endangered." Mm-hmm. That's their go-to line. They're going to go to that. Let me just say this to everybody living in the area. Do not get out of jury duty.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was pointed out at Sand and Soul.
We were having a discussion.
A female attorney stood up and made a great point.
From Houston.
It is imperative that we honor our commitment to jury duty.
Obligation.
Because what happens is when we are in the jury room, that stops them, non-blacks, from just saying and getting together and forming a racial decision to expedite the trial, to use racial epithets, to use racial stereotypes in deciding a case. Someone has to be in that room to go, "This isn't right," instead of somebody going, "Yes, the officer feared for his life," but the officer didn't announce who he was. There was no threat of violence in the house. There was no one called to say anyone was in danger. It wasn't an emergency situation. It wasn't a call about domestic violence. This woman was in the house playing video games.
Her house.
Yeah. Her
house. And the majority
of people.
You
killed a woman in her house. If you don't think for 1 minute that they're going to claim self-defense, you're absolutely wrong about that. They are going to ram it down our throat. And if we're not in that jury room, the 12 jurors who won't be our peers are going to see it just that way.
Yeah, they said it. If he does claim self-defense, it will be hard to prove, but...
No, it won't, surely.
Who knows?
No, it won't. It was hard for this to watch the video of this man getting choked on the ground, and he got away. George Zimmerman got away.
Yeah.
He claimed self-defense, stand your ground. He got away with it. It is not hard for them to get away with this. It's very easy. Once that jury pool is made up of 12 like-minded people and people who look the same,
it's a wrap.
Right.
That's the danger of our system.
Yeah.
So everybody in the Fort Worth area, if you get called for jury duty, please take it seriously. Stop making excuses and go sit on some of these juries because people's lives and justice depend on it.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Attorney at San Francisco,
we getting killed in our own homes, man. This is...
Man, church, school, movie, your house.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Your car.
Yeah.
Man.
Concert,
man.
Yep. Festivals, now your own home.
Yeah.
None of this happens in white neighborhoods. None of it, ever. Going in nobody's house, shooting them in their house, please.
All right, well, we're going to switch gears here, Steve. Coming up next, the nephew is in the building with today's prank phone call. That's coming up right after this.